Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I pray this day finds you all well. Thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Great I Am Radio. Here having conversations to help make life better. Listen, I will never, ever, I'm not the lady that will be like, hey, life's not hard. It's all about your attitude. No, life is hard and it's about your attitude, okay? It's both. It's both. This terrain doesn't promise smooth sailing, but like the adage goes, a calm sea never made a skilled sailor. So on our show, week to week, we bring experts of different industry, people with incredible testimony, and individuals, entrepreneurs, offering services and products that really will empower you living your great I am life. And when I say your great I am life, that might seem like an odd term to some, but in the Bible, 1 John 4:4, it says that our overcoming, how we overcome, why we overcome is because greater is the spirit within us than anything in this world. The essence of the Creator, the great I am itself, dwells within each of us, his creation. And it matters, you know, it matters to hear stories of success, of victory. It matters to connect with others, iron sharpening iron. And some have even said to me, Rebecca, you're a holistic health practitioner, you're a purpose coach, you're a minister. Why are you bringing guests to the airwaves who have the potential of taking away clients and business for you? And it's easy because I'm not for everybody. What someone can look at me and be fascinated and intrigued and drawn in by is a total turnoff from someone else. They're not interested in that part of me. That's not a thing for them. It's someone else's personality. It's someone else's style. It's someone else's genre of work or philosophy, or possibly the same exact thing you'd get from me, you would get from person next to me, but it's them. It's not me. And their personal story, their soul journey, their soul influence, the spiritual essence they bring to your life really could make a difference. And why would I get in the way of that? There's more than enough in this world. And the people I bring to the airwaves are people that I count on being legitimate sources for you. And they're from all over the country and in some cases around the world. So, you know, they might be in your backyard. And what a great treat to be able to connect you with people that can be in your neck of the woods, but touch you the way you've counted on from our community together. Now, the special guest I'm going to talk about today and bring on just in a couple minutes is someone that is more than just a professional colleague, and I believe that you should get to know her. She is one of my affiliates and brand partners. She is actually someone who's mentored me, and we have new team coming in through the ministry to work with her and her affiliate, Carol. So this is someone who I trust with my people. This is directly someone whose information and influence I have reached out for myself to guide my clients properly. Okay? Now, on our site today, I've provided her email address and her links already, so you can reach out to her. And then she's going to tell you about more when she's on the call with me today. But it is a privilege for me to bring on this gal. She is a certified nutrition coach, personal trainer, and a behavior change coach. Her niche is working with busy women over 50 to lose 20 or more pounds, and specifically that frustrating belly fat, hello, without starving or exhausting exercises, so that her clients get their energy and confidence back. And her whole philosophy is that your weight loss, ladies over 50, it does not have to be complicated, restrictive, or consuming, okay? And she's been generous in her bio that she sent in, so I don't mind blowing the whistle. She's 59, so she's not going to tell you something she read in a book. She's living it, all right? So let's give a warm welcome to our special guest today. Her name is Dina Brownlow, calling in from the state of Michigan. Good afternoon. Good morning, Dina. How are you?
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm great. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. I just love to share this information.
I'm glad you're here, too, because we need you. The world needs you. The world of 50 and over women needs you.
So, thank you.
And I'm in this community, right? I'll be 50 in January, so you're talking to me. I've got weight to lose, and it predominantly is my belly.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't have a little chub in my upper arms and my thighs, but honestly, that would just kind of like assimilate nicely. And that could smooth out. It's the belly. So I'm personally excited to talk to you about this. And you know, your clients can access you remotely. I love that about your work. But let's dig into what makes what you offer different than what people are going to be hearing out there with what's trendy and fadding.
Yeah. Great place to start. So welcome to your 50s. They really can be the most amazing time. And for any listener out there who has gone into their 50s, they realize that there are some really true benefits of that part of aging and this time. And so I never want to negate that by being so frustrated with this other component, because there's so much good that's about to happen in your life. We just need to kind of get this health part, so that you can experience all that sits in front of you. So, one thing that I believe that I bring unique into the table is that I am that over 50 woman. I have gone through menopause. I know what it's like. So Rebecca, you may not know about this about me, but I went and had a DEXA scan. And a DEXA scan is where they actually, they look at your whole body. Like, this whole scan goes over and it shows your organs, it shows your bones, it measures how much do your bones weigh, how much water do you have in your body. And this is not just those little scales that are, you know, $20 at the store that you can stand on. This is a full body scan. But it also, it shows your fat. And ladies, like I've got a really good body ratio. Like, I've got muscle to fat ratio. It's good. But when you look at that scan, hello, Rebecca, I have the same fat deposit that you all have. Like, it's that, you know, I feel like I'm wearing a fanny pack all the way around, right? The belly, the lower hip saddlebags, into the thighs. But that's all because of our decreasing estrogen. So there's one of the components that you deal with. So I know, and I also have the same head trash. I always say, you know, if you're someone who's in their late 40s or 50s, Think about the way we grew up. We are that first generation of microwaves. We are that first generation, for many of us as little kids, frozen meals, Swanson and Hungry Man. And then we came into, right? And then we came into the world of restaurants, right? McDonald's exploded.
Happy Meals, baby. Happy Meals.
Exactly.
I am the original Happy Meal generation. You betcha.
Yeah, for sure. And so then we became, you know, we became fast foodies. And then we moved into prepackaged, a lot of prepackaged foods, pre-made, where now we think if we're cooking from home, opening a box from Taco Bell, you know, we think we're cooking at home, but that's really not cooking at home. So we have processed foods. And then we decided that fat was bad, and we took fat out of everything. We just dumped a bunch of sugar in there. And then all of a sudden, oh, flour is bad, and so it's gluten, and so everybody needs to be gluten-free. And we made a bunch of things like, you know, gluten-free Oreos. So we are that generation, right? The other component, and I talk about this when I talk about sabotaging, is that I also grew up in that generation where in my 20s and 30s, all I had to do was starve myself all day or go work out in the gym twice over the weekend to make up for all the bad that I did, or the crappy eating and or alcohol, right, partying. So, but that, you know, it was more, so I developed a really bad habit, but it was more my metabolism that was helping me control that, if you will. So I say that I'm here because I have that head trash. I have that, you're not good enough, you're too fat, look at your belly, like how critical we were of our bodies because we kept trying to fix it. And then we have marketing and the commercialism of food just, you know, kind of berating us. And so, and then the advent of social media and, you know, stick figure, you know, the Brett girls, do you remember them in the 70s, you know, long hair and long legs and thin. And so we just have had this in our head. So what makes me different is that I approach being healthy and being at a healthy weight from that perspective. And I'll talk more about this, but some of the components of my program, yes, diet and nutrition, yes, fitness, those are really important. But your habits and your behavior and your mindset and identity really drive why you make the choices you make, why you choose to work out, that kind of stuff. That makes sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what better way to connect with who you're training and getting mentored and coached by than knowing that they're in the age group, they're overcoming as a lifestyle, and can guide you in your overcoming as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that body scan, too, by the way. I do something with my clients that's a quantum resonance analysis, and it's pretty comprehensive, and I'm able to see heavy metals and bone mineral density and things like that, but I'm not able to see things like bone weight and you know, the water composition, that kind of thing. So that fascinates me. We'll have to talk offline sometime about that. So here I am, a woman in my 50s. I'm listening to Great I Am Radio. I hear you. I get in touch with you to start participating. What can I expect? What can I expect from you? Like, this could be one of the most intimidating things that people take on, because it's really causing them, as you point out, to impact their mindset, their physical system, and their lifestyle habits and patterns. You're redesigning the way someone considers themselves and life itself. So how do you start? I mean, where do you begin when someone walks in the door with you?
Yeah, so there's usually a series of questions because I want to understand where they are. You know, one of the reasons that many times, you know, you might be hearing me and you like what I'm saying and you think, oh, I want to work with her. But how many of you ladies on the call here listening, how many of you have tried a million diets and failed? How many maybe worked for a while and they don't work? And so you're thinking about going back to that diet. And one thing that I caution someone was thinking that is, if it really worked, you wouldn't be going back to it. You'd still be following it. So my goal is to help you address the things that are in front of you, the components, and I have a pillar. I have these pillars that we address, and so they're simple and they're not complicated. But what I want to do is I want to help you realize that you need to approach things different. Nothing changes if things don't change. And one of the things that I always encourage, you know, women to remember is that fear is often a debilitating emotion because we're afraid that this will just be another diet. We're afraid that we won't be able to do it. We're afraid that, you know, this will make an investment and it'll be like everything else they've done. And their fear, you know, fear of failure is real, especially when you've experienced it. So what I like to do in the program is I like to make things incredibly simple. It's not complicated to lose weight when you understand what components are at play, what's going on in your physical body. So we're gonna tackle all that. You know, Rebecca, I work with people who have limitations. They're, you know, a lot of times women in their 50s are coming to me and they've had knee replacements or they're looking at a hip replacement. You know, they've got inflammation in the body, which you work with all the time. You know that. And so we want to work to make that internal change, but then also address their lifestyle, because that's the other fear that people have. It's like, when I'm in change, how's everybody else going to perceive me? I will create a different identity. Sometimes that's really great, but sometimes people, there's a disconnect and they're afraid of how they're going to be viewed. Relationships, the workplace, their own looking in the mirror kind of idea. So when people come to me and we start to work together, there's just a series of questions. I get to know them. I get to understand their lifestyle. And then, as you said, I can work with anybody, really anywhere in the world, because of the program is an online, it's delivered through an online platform with some direct one-on-one coaching plus group coaching. So we start to figure out where they start. One of the key things about the way I approach changing and making change, whether it's in the gym, whether it's in the kitchen, or whether it's your mindset, we're always going to start to make small changes first. And then what we'll do is we'll master those changes, right? We'll figure out, we'll create, we'll shift some habits, we'll layer a good habit on a bad habit so that you can start to, you know, see what's going on, tips and strategies, things like that. But we do it in small doses so that over the 13 weeks that we've worked together in my coaching program, then you can see that if you make one or two small changes at the end of the 13 weeks, you know, you could have 50 to 60 things that you've actually changed, but it's not surmountable, right? It's, you don't even really know you're doing it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a great way to sneak it in. How do you address people? Say that again, sorry.
It definitely makes it doable. Yeah.
Yes. So, how do you take on people then? I mean, I understand the doable. What about people who've just never done this before? I mean, it might be a serious leap of faith to be working with someone for fitness and nutrition and mindset. Do you have people who they need to kind of do something first? Do you have them warm up in a program and then come into your program? Or is the program you've designed suitable to meet people at whatever they're at and then level them up from there?
Say the latter. However, sometimes people aren't quite ready to jump into that program, and that's fine. I have a private online group called Fat Loss and Freedom Over 50 on Facebook. It is private. You have to be invited and accepted in. However, in that area and in that space, I'll run things like challenges. I love, like right now we have a 5-day challenge going on, and it's the opportunity for them to experience me as a coach, my approach, they can lose, 3 to 6 pounds in 5 days. Now, I want to caution that that's, will that continue if they don't follow what I'm telling them? There's more stuff you have to do after that. But it gives those quick wins that gives confidence to continue. And so it also lets them said learn a little bit about my coaching style, who I am, so they can know, like, and trust me. And then maybe that's the relationship as we go on. I pour a lot of support into that community, just everyday tips and strategies. And, I might call them out sometimes on their obstacles or their excuses, just to help them kind of get over that hurdle. But I want to talk to one point that you mentioned. And sometimes, so I work with women from a full spectrum. On one side, it's the women who have struggled their whole life with weight. This has just been a constant battle. It's worn them down. They seriously start to believe it's not for them. This won't work. I always end up here, blah, blah, blah. So I work with that. And then I work with the people who they hit menopause or perimenopausal and they don't know what's going on. They've never had a problem. They could eat whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, or they could just exercise and stay naturally at a good weight or a body style. But as your hormones change, that impacts how your metabolism acts, how your all the systems in your body, where it deposits fat, how you handle stress, what's going on with your sleep, all that. And they're like in the middle of a tsunami because they've never had this. I almost say it's a little easier to have had a weight problem because you kind of have some things to do. You kind of know. But over here, this is all brand new. And they are, it's an emotional journey for them, if that makes sense.
It does. I work with women experiencing perimenopause or menopause who were previously, not feeling like they really had anything going on that was problematic in their well-being. And so to suddenly have a bulge in their belly or sweats or the hormonal emotional swings can be pretty scary. There's some pretty severe menopause symptoms out there that women are experiencing, from going bald to incredible raging to out of control appetite, skin issues. So there's a lot. What you're talking about is a real deal. That's a trauma point emotionally when you're just suddenly inundated with symptoms that you can't control and you've never really understood or had before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think you're going crazy from some of those, right?
Yes, literally. Yeah. So what's the difference then? You and I talked a little bit about this. I know we're not, I would love to have you come on and do a different show on aging in particular, but just can you talk a little bit about the difference and the nuances of your care for someone who's going through what is an aging process versus strictly a weight loss process?
Yeah, so they do blend a little bit. I'll say that. But if someone's coming to me for more of aging, we're going to address, I believe in supplements. I believe that good nutrition, I'm a food first type of nutrition coach and trainer, but I do also know that, and Rebecca, I'm sure you preach about it, but this whole concept that our food supply, it ain't what it used to be. It's not what our grandparents had. And it's full of toxins, and the nutrients are depleted from the soil. If it's not in the soil, it won't be in the plant. If the soil has exposure to heavy metals and plastics and pharmaceuticals, it will leach into our food supply. So I believe that we do need to do supplementation. For both groups, I'm going to focus on improving and increasing their protein intake. one of the biggest things that women our age do is we crowd our diet with a bunch of carbohydrates, even if it's just vegetables, ladies, and I'm going to argue that it's probably not. We're missing those whole foods, right? I know too much. But
you mean they weren't all we're not all snacking on carrots at the end of the night watching our favorite show?
No, you're not. You probably have a glass of wine and a bowl of popcorn, but all right. So somebody just went ouch, right? But
right.
Yeah, so both groups I'm going to, we really need to preserve our lean muscle mass, and I can get on, as a trainer, I can get on a whole supplement or a whole soapbox over there, but really increasing protein. So many times if women are not getting enough protein from their diet, from good lean sources, you know, and yes, you can, you know, I'm not vegetarian, and so if you decided you wanted to have red meat, right? I don't eat red meat because I don't like the taste, but if you want to have red meat, I say have it, but just make sure you're getting a high quality source. This is the place you're going to spend a little extra money, because here's the thing. If you're getting a pasture-raised, free-range source made in a commercial farm, the animals never get out. They're eating corn, and Rebecca, I always tell people, if they use corn to fatten cattle, should we be eating corn? I'll just leave that there. So here's the thing. We know that free-range, pasture, grass-fed animals have a higher omega-3 to omega-6 profile. So that means omega-6 is the bad fat, omega-3 is the good fat, if you will, saturated to unsaturated, all right? So a lot of times the reason you're taught to stay away from red meat is because the omega-6 is high. It's inflammatory in the body. Hello, belly fat. If you want to have a lean protein, but you want to have a source that's higher in omega-3, grass-fed, pasteurized, more of a diet that you can see, small farms and are good sources for that. But back to the conversation about supplements. So if you aren't getting enough protein, and many women were not, I recommend a plant-based protein. Now make sure that it's third-party certified. You know, Rebecca, you and I have done our homework. You know, we've affiliated with someone because we know that they have our backs when it comes to third-party testing and verification. It's not just the company going, oh, look how great this is. We know that the ingredients are the right ingredients, the right formulation. There's no heavy metals. That's the other problem with protein powders. A lot of heavy metals, especially plant-based, because it is getting in the soil. No GMOs, and there's no artificial ingredients, and all those things you check. But also you want to make sure if you're going to use it as a meal replacement or supplement, you want to have pre and probiotics. You want to have some digestive enzymes. You want to have vitamins and minerals, not just protein, if you will. So there's another place I'm going to say is we want to supplement. So aging well, over 50, would also mean omega-3 supplement with a fish oil. Make sure you're getting enough fiber. Over 50, we just don't. Our bodies, like, and you probably talk about this a lot too, Rebecca, is that our gut microbiome is very different. Like, we don't absorb nutrients the way we did when we were younger. Another reason why I'm a proponent of supplementation, because even if you were eating God's best coming from the field, and you watched it, you planted it, you grew it, you knew what it was, the problem is, it might have all those nutrients, but your body is just going to let it pass. So we need to work on that. So, yeah, so fiber is one of those things to help that. I love a detox. If you haven't done a natural detox, it's a, you know, we've got a really great product for that I love. It uses some of the sea vegetables and some other minerals and activated charcoal, just stuff that comes from the earth that is naturally detoxing. And And then I also like a good multivitamin, which I'm just going to put this out there, that Centrum and One a Day are not your highest quality vitamin on the market. It's just the most well-known, or they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very concerned by, you know, I tell people this when they say, well, I already take supplements. That's like if I say I have a 2023 Rolls Royce for you and you say, I already have a car. I get it. You got cars. But I want you to understand there's a difference between makes and models. And I've been doing the supplement, whole food, superfood, nutritional supplementation, homeopathic augmentation game for so long, as a consumer first, then as practitioner, that I'm really like straight between the eyes of people about it. I just don't even waste time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste your money. I'm not going to waste your time. Do you want to take stuff that we're going to flush and it's going to end up in the toilet, or do you want it to absorb into your body? Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want it to be bioavailable?
Right.
Do you want it to be organic, or do you want it to be filled with chemicals? Do you want it to be synthesized and filled with fillers, or do you want it to be actually the food that was going to give you the nutrition? This sounds like silly questions, but those are real questions because that's what people are doing to supplements. So I don't want you to be shy at all. I actually made a note in our promo for today's episode that when people get in touch with you, if they mention that they heard about you on this show, that you'll give them the special discount that comes with our weight loss nutrition superfood programs.
100%. Yeah.
So, you know, y'all, since Dina's probably classier than I am, I'm just going to tell you, even if you're not someone who's ready to do the fitness, okay, if you're not there yet, like, if I could just deal with my food right now, get in touch with her for the food. Get in touch with her for the nutrition coaching. Get in touch with her for the supplementation. These are the supplements, by the way, that if any of you, those of you that are watching me on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram on my channels, you're watching me. I'm doing promos on these supplements. You're watching me take mine and explain to you what they do. I'm on the air. I'm explaining it. I'm showing you the capsules. I'm showing you the powders. This is the same line. So even if the fitness side, because for some reason, Dina, sometimes people will do anything to not have to move.
Absolutely.
So they'd rather you change their nutrition and, you know, tweak things here or there. No, I'm not saying there isn't another group of people that isn't like, hey, make me run up a mountain, but don't take away my Snickers. There are those people too.
Correct.
But I run
into
more people that are really like not wanting to move, and they need to move. Not saying they don't need to, not saying it would be beneficial, but if people reached out to you, just said, get me started on food, can you work with people from there?
I can. And here's the thing is that, again, I meet you where you are. So if you tell me, I've worked with clients that they can't even walk for exercise, like going up stairs hurts. So we start to lose the weight. We start to create a healthy gut microbiome, right, with your gut health. You know, we clean all that stuff up. And just by taking supplements and cleaning up your diet, you don't have to do this overhaul, right? Like, I don't want to scare you to think that I'm going to make you eat, you know, alfalfa sprouts and food that you don't like. You know, or the other
No, you have yummy stuff. Well, anybody that watches your social media knows you are feeding people well.
Yeah, like I had overnight oats this morning for breakfast. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't know, like oatmeal can be inflammatory. It raises your blood sugar. Our generation has grown up with Quaker oats and good old, you know, the good old Colonel or whatever he is, the Quaker, does the body good, right? So we want to take it, but it can be inflammatory. Like it can cause problems. But if you know the secret, there's a way that you can have oats and still actually create a prebiotic fiber for your gut. So it's healthy. So I had overnight oats and I threw my protein powder in there and it's delicious. you know, and I'm not sacrificing. I'm just eating good food. The other thing too is that I've followed enough programs and diets in my life that I've been to the grocery store. I have my little list and the recipe of what I've got to make, right? And there's, you know, the ingredient list is 20 things. And I'm looking for a jar of something, never heard of it. I'm in the grocery store. I finally find it. I buy the jar. It's $10. And I use a tablespoon of it. And I never use it again. Those kind of things make me crazy. You know, like what a waste of money and time. So my recipes, these are things that I have. I do have some more that are a little more complicated, a little more ingredients. But they're all things that you can, 90% you can buy at the grocery store. Most of the things you have heard of, you know of them. And, you know, crock pot meals, slow cooker meals, sheet pan dinner, stuff that's quick. You can get on the table. You can prep it and eat it for a couple of days. Like I'm all about, like, have a healthy, active lifestyle. And that doesn't mean you need to be the queen of Pinterest showing your 900 little containers of meal prepping that you did for the week. You know, like, I keep it really simple. And the food is delicious. Like, I often have times where people are like,
you got me. You caught me off guard with that one. But listen, y'all know that that's what she's talking about is right, and that that's the kind of stuff that makes us feel like we can't do it because we're watching people, like, unpack their 12 whatevers to put them in a container of whatever. Like, some of that stuff is just off the chain, and it's really bombarded us psychologically. You know, we can laugh. I laugh about it because you're hilarious, but it's kind of not funny. It's really messed us with us psychologically to where if you're not living a white drop background life with, you know, these containers and compartments and all of this, you know, it's just so much that you just don't even try.
Yeah, for sure.
So I love how realistic you are about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other part, too, is if we're going to work, like if you need to come to me and you're just like, I really need help clean up my diet, but my husband does all the grocery shopping or he'll never eat this stuff, don't worry. We've got strategies. I've got some things. I've got recipes he will love, right? And we just kind of work with what you got going on. Sometimes people, I'm working with a woman right now. She's 60 years old. She's never cooked, ever, ever, ever cooked. And she just posted in our group a recipe she made, and she loved it. And here's the thing. She got to modify it to make it work for her, right? But she's doing it. And she's doing it because she's got a daughter who's in her 20s, and her daughter doesn't know how to cook. She's like, oh, I got to fix this. And they both have a weight problem. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so it's fun. And again, I keep it simple, stupid, right?
Definitely. I'm all about that kiss, girl. Absolutely.
I know. World is complicated.
All right, so
enough,
you all have heard. Go ahead, please.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
So y'all have heard her talk about the baby steps. You've heard Adita mention that she can meet you where you are, so you don't have to be in some perfected form to be with her. And if you're an advanced person, let's talk about that, Dina. What if I'm not afraid to be in the kitchen cooking? I really do work out. I really am in the mindset of I want to age well, and I've only got a few pounds maybe to lose, or maybe I don't have weight to lose at all. Maybe I just need your accountability. Can we real quick talk about that group of ladies before we close out? Because I know this is the weight loss episode, but you really do work with anybody. And so there are people who really just want to level up and get accountability. Can you talk for a second about how you interact there?
Yeah, thank you. So for the woman who is, she wants to continue down this good path she's on. She is maybe a little fearful for, like, what will age bring? Can she still keep up this level of exercise that she does? You know, And what, again, it's having the conversation, deep diving into what the life is like, what are the goals, how much time do we have, and then and really just helping them take that next level. So if I work with someone who, oftentimes I work with women who are, they're not really in the gym, or they're in the gym, they love the gym, right? That's their place, but they don't really have a plan. There's really no strategy. They haven't really progressed, kind of going to the gym, if you will, and getting their workout done, but they don't really have a real plan. And so I want to help them take forward movement. Like, let's make sure that you're increasing lean muscle mass, because here's the thing, if we're not increasing lean muscle mass over time, our bodies, Rebecca, and you probably talk about this, is that we think in our minds that if we just keep doing what we do today, we will stay here. But I'm here to tell you, the body is aging. So if you are standing still, you're moving backwards. Your body is aging. So to overcome that, we need to continue to be ahead of it. And so that's increasing your strength training, getting enough sleep. You know, that's another place that a lot of women, they're like, they got their diet down, they've got the workout down, but they're not sleeping. Why is that?
Right.
Okay, so let's address that. Because that really, you know, the other thing I work with too, people don't realize it, but they don't really think they have weight to lose, but I call them skinny fat. They don't have any lean muscle mass. They don't, you know, and if
yes.
if we're not putting, and it's because of their metabolism. They were blessed with this fast metabolism, and they've learned how to maintain where they are, even through menopause. But as you get older, if you're not increasing bone density, if you're not putting pressure on those bones so that they have to continue to maintain strength, you are going to lose that. You know, one of the main reasons people go to assisted living is because they can't get off of the toilet on their own. They can't push themselves up, and they can't stand up. So
right.
They have no strength in their legs. So even if you're someone who's working out and you're eating well and you don't have weight to lose, there's these other components of health that we want to make sure that we have good control over. And if you want to level up, what does that look like? How do you increase muscle mass? How do we do that? And we do that through food, nutrition, supplementation. It's this holistic approach, you know? So yeah, just again, it's knowing where they're starting and where do you want to go. It's a simple conversation, and then we develop that strategic plan or roadmap, if you will, to move them. It's kind of like that game, the game of life, right? You just keep taking the next step, and so we do. We just take those steps. You don't.
Yes.
Most people try to change too much at one time, and it really is one of the reasons that you get about 2 or 3 weeks into a program or a month, and you're bored. Or the program quits after 10 weeks, and
right.
You didn't really change your habits. You just followed the program, and then you go back to your old ways because you're bored.
Right, right. And I want to just go back for a second to what you said about one of the key reasons people end up in senior care.
Mm-hmm.
Weight, when I worked in senior care, and this is unfortunate, but it's a reality, and really nobody has any right to be upset. I mean, we can all be upset, but it really isn't going to get you anywhere. And a pound of prevention is, what do they say, an ounce of prevention is worth is better than a pound of cure. So
yeah.
When I worked in senior living, there were people that we needed to upcharge because of their size, because of weight. And then, you know, well, why? That doesn't seem to be fair. But it does if I require two people to assist me rather than
correct.
One because of my size.
Yeah.
And I've had to have conversations like that with families already in a distressing situation, already distraught that mom has to or dad has to not live at home, already trying to deal with the crisis at hand. And then what you find out is you've got to spend another $2,500 a month versus what they would have had to spend for housing and that care had they been the 60 pounds thinner, P.S., that they've been trying to lose since they were 30.
Correct.
I mean, correct. Real deal, real talk.
Yeah.
It's
no,
one
it,
of the
it
things
is.
That
and,
kind of scared the heck out of me. Can I be real? Like, I've been a big girl my whole life. So it's one of the things that was a reality check for me as a larger person to go, it's not just, you know, you need larger clothes, so you shop at Lane Bryant, and now you need, a two seats on the plane, so they charge you extra, and you got to get the table, not the booth. Like, there are things in life that we kind of sneak by and get away with being larger, but let me tell you, whether it's your mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual health, at the end of your life, it will all need to be reconciled. There is a day of reckoning,
Amen.
Speaking of the game of life,
Amen.
Because even in the game of life, there was a day of reckoning. You reconciled everything at the end of the game. You had to pay back your car note or your college loans, right? You got to give back the key, get this much for the kids and this much for the, right? Like, there's a day of reckoning for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
really count the work that you do and the work that I do a gift from God to people.
Yeah.
So that their day of reckoning doesn't have to be so brutal, Dina.
Yeah. And I want to...
And that between here and there, they can enjoy life.
Yeah. Well, that's where this comes down to. It really comes down to, like, when I started the conversation, I talked about, like, starting into your 50s. Like we shouldn't dread that. This should be that, like, your kids are starting to grow and leave the house for many of you. You're at the twilight years of your career. So, but you're still young enough. Like, what do you want to do next, right? Retirement is just a retirement from that job or that career. Who do you want to be? Like, do you want to be the grandma that gets on the floor that plays with the grandkids? You know, do you want to be the fun grandma, or do you want to be the grandma that sat in the corner with the walker that's all they remembered you by? Like, I don't know about you, but I'm raising my hand to the first. Like, I want to take them on vacations. I want to be that grandma that's like, I'm active.
Yes.
And I want to have this, and I'm launching new careers for myself all the time because I can. I have the energy from sun up to sundown to put mental and physical attention to it, but there's, I don't watch TV. I'm not a binge watcher of anything because I heard once this idea of, like, why do you think they call, like, 6 to 9 o'clock prime time back in the day when we all watched, ABC, CBS, or NBC? It was prime time. Do you know why? Because that's our prime time. It's our prime time, and we're coming home from work and sitting in front of a TV and giving it to someone. So I want to have energy at the end of the day. And this is about, like, you get one shot here, right?
Right.
And so this is about enjoying yourself, like enjoying, like, you've done a lot of hard work for 50 years. It's time for you. And one of the other things I want to come back to one thought is here is that we do live in a society where, like, I think the pendulum swings often and wide, right? Skinny minis and Twiggy and supermodels, too thin, unhealthy, yes. But we have swung to the other side, Rebecca, where it's okay to be extremely obese, and we're all supposed to love our body. Here's the thing. That body is God's temple, and it's not going to serve you very long if you buy into that.
Yeah, it's one thing to not shame people because that is the one body they have.
Correct.
So to shame them really doesn't motivate. It's one thing to not body shame.
No.
It's one thing to be body positive in so much that I love myself at any size and stage, and
correct,
whether I've got both eyes that see or one eye that doesn't, or 20 pounds heavier or 50 pounds heavier, right? Like, I'm going to love myself.
Right.
However, that's meant to access something. That love is also meant to access. There are some of us culturally who are milking that, and And honestly, I think there's a lot of, and this is a whole other show. This is a whole other show. There's so much that's out there right now that even men are using this season of, you know, go ahead to the big girls. They're using it to encourage women to be big or stay big. It's very confusing. It's very confusing because you don't want to, you don't want to body shame, but you also don't want to disease encourage either.
Yes, correct. And, you know, I really am about living in a healthy body. For some women, it's not the BMI, it's not, you know, it's not whatever the doctors, it really is. So when I work with women, I'll ask them, when did you feel your best? At what weight did you feel your best? I don't, you know, I do a height and weight and how old are you? Yes. So I have an idea because I'm not meeting them in person most of the time.
Sure.
But I'll have a conversation that says, when did you feel better? I felt better 20 pounds ago. Great. Let's go for 20 pounds. Let's see what that looks like. Let's see how you feel there. And it's so important because it's their life, but 20 pounds off, they're going to feel better. And they may want to go to the gym, or they may want to get out and walk 15 minutes, but maybe right now they can't, or won't, or don't.
Well, and, you know, if you start pushing on numbers and we fixate on the scale to achieve a particular number, sometimes we're really wrong. I've had people call me, and I, too, you know, working remotely, it's like people have a number on their mind. You know, I want to be down to 145 again. Well, you know, now you're 64. You know, I'm happy with you at 165 right now. Like, you don't, you're not 22.
Yeah.
You might really be great at a weight that you're not expecting because you've associated healthy with a number instead of healthy with healthy. And I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people who has chased the scale only to realize it's not about that. it's really not about that.
Yeah.
And that when I'm
it's
not looking at the scale and I'm looking at how my body feels, can I bend over? Am I sleeping well? Do I have energy? Am I crashing mid-afternoon? How are my, you know, I still have my menses, I guess, praise the Lord. you know, so, I, you know, how is the health of that? How are my bowel movements? Yeah. How are, there's so much. To your overall health. And if you can be losing the weight, those of us who have the excess weight, if you can be losing the weight while also having those what we call non-scale victories, you'll find the health point. Keep working on the weight.
It's funny.
Keep chiseling off the excess, but those non-scale victories, I think, really are the bell that rings that let us know where we're happy.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I do... One of the measurements that we do, we do tape measurements, we do pictures, we do the scale, but it's that most people, I don't let them weigh more than once a week. It is that most people have an unhealthy relationship with the scale, and it's not necessary in a weight loss program. It's just a measurement, right? But I also, what I love is this, I have them do a tight pants measurement. So when we start the journey, depending on, and most people who do come, they like, hey, can you help me just kind of shave off the belly? And so I'll say, do you have a tight shirt or do you have an article of clothing that you put to the back of the closet because you don't feel comfortable wearing it? There's no way you'd wear it in public, or you can't even get it on, right? It's just, and so there, everybody has one. Rebecca, I'm sure you probably are thinking about that right now.
I have it.
Yeah, I have it, honestly. So
I have some goal outfits, too, so, yeah, I keep those around.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and so the thing about it is we put that on, you know, that becomes one of the measurements just as if I was going to tell you to step on the scale because where you lose weight, it's different for everybody. But most of the time when you can clean up the nutrition, you can improve with supplements how your body operates. Exercise, all these components, you will start to drop weight. That inflammation will reduce, and you'll be able to get on clothes that maybe they were tight in the arms. Yeah, kind of a weird place, but that's real. Like,
no,
that bra strap in the back,
real.
That back, you know, like, right? That little wing,
yep,
that hangs off, that's not your shoulder.
Preach.
In the back.
Preach. Say,
yeah,
that.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's so your shirt is gaping, right? Well, all of a sudden,
right,
you know, after about 3 weeks, you put it on, and all of a sudden, it's not really that comfortable, but it's not gaping open when you button it.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Yeah, so having those kind of things. But ultimately, you and I both know is that when we get our house in order, it functions better. It just does.
Yes.
You know, you feel better.
The
you
level of
better,
satisfaction increases.
Energy.
All of it. It's across the,
yeah,
board. Yes.
Confidence.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And you see,
yep,
it showing up in your relationship.
Yep.
You see it showing up in your work. You see it in your spirituality, in your social life. Things start to move. So, y'all,
yeah,
as we close here, I just realized, I just looked at the time. I haven't been watching my stream clock very well. I'm getting into our conversation. So as we close here, I want you to check out the show page for today. Dina's email address is there, dinabrownlow@gmail.com. Her Facebook group is there, Fat Loss and Freedom Over 50, for the group that she mentioned. You can even schedule a free 15-minute strategy call to learn more about her 13-week coaching program, so that there's a little Calendly link that she provided us. And I want you to not be shy. Do not be shy. You are given access to a lady with a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and a lot of heart. So, Dina, thank you for being with me on today's show, and we will definitely be doing this again.
Thank you.
Any final words?
Here. Yeah, just that's a big question. I would just encourage everyone, if anything you heard today made you say, I want to know more about that, or you know, if I said something that you said, she gets me, that I would just encourage you to book a strategy call. It's 15 minutes. It's free. And we can see if what I offer is something for you. But like Rebecca said, don't be shy. I would love to chat with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do not be shy. Well, Dina, thank you. God bless you, sister. And I appreciate the offer you've made to our community here. I hope they all take you up on it. And you and I will talk again soon.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What a gift. All right, y'all. Take her up on all that. Take her up on the Facebook group. Take her up on the 15-minute strategy call. Take her up on the 13-week, she's got a 13-week program. So, and then tell me what you think. I would love to hear your feedback once you've had the opportunity to experience Ms. Dina Brownlow. I'll be back on the air next week. Next week we have Tiffany Rochelle, and, you know, I just love powerful women. Love me, my powerful ladies. Tiffany Rochelle is a global leadership consultant and strategist. She's an award-winning international speaker, best-selling author, and she works with high-functioning leaders who desire to maintain integrity and accountability in themselves and their assignments. And she helps them develop strategies to assist in navigating those transitions and challenges that leadership brings to create lasting legacies. So I'm excited to bring her on. She's a kingdom-focused leader next week. We'll be talking to her. Obviously, you can get me at the ministry, 810-432-0065, and the office of the Godly Woman. I thank you so much for joining me on the air today. Don't hesitate to ask questions or even suggest topics. You can reach me via email at RebeccaLJohns@outlook.com. Don't hesitate, okay? I want the topics we bring to this conversation to bless you. We're going to be talking lots about food over the next few weeks because 'tis the season as we get into those holidays, but so much more is coming to the airwaves. I thank you for tuning in. This is Rebecca Johns signing off. Until next week, God bless you and your great I Am life.